Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District 4-H Program Assistant Jessica Florey. Good morning, Jessica. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Good morning to everyone. I'm so excited this morning that I get to highlight our livestock judging competitors that were up at K-State University here this first weekend in August competing in the livestock sweepstakes up at K-State. And this competition is just as intense as any sport out there as far as goes state basketball or state track or state volleyball. Our 4-H'ers work extremely hard to get to this point, and it's a skill that they have to practice. And the Frontier kids did amazing up there this last weekend. So they compete in four different events. They compete in livestock judging, where they get to evaluate the animal and they place them. There's four animals in each class, and they get to rank them. And then they have to do reasons on those animals, basically explaining to the judge why they place them a certain way. They also do a quiz bowl, and this is really on knowledge as far as the industry goes. So they're asked questions, and it operates just like any other quiz bowl that you might participate in. And then there's a meat competition where they are actually evaluating meat. A lot of times they're identifying a piece of meat or a cut of meat. They're also judging carcasses as far as the quality of meat. And then there's a skill-a-thon, and this is more on best practices, and they're given a scenario that they run through, and then they have to kind of evaluate the best way forward on that scenario. So here's how the kids did. They did an amazing job. We had one team, our first team, placed first in the livestock judging contest, which is a really big deal. That was out of 150 teams, and we are so proud of them. The members that were on that team was Haley Gillespie from Anderson County, Calla Higby from Franklin County, Lily Judd from Franklin County, and Lane Higby from Franklin County. Congrats to all those 4-H'ers. We are so proud of you. And then our second team from Frontier also placed 10th in that livestock judging competition, and that was Cheyenne Higby from Franklin, Bryce Hatfield from Franklin, Timothy Pierce from Franklin, and Tyler Gillespie from Anderson County. Some other highlights of the weekend was that they placed Frontier team number one placed 7th overall in meets, and they placed number 5 overall in the skill-a-thon. So a really great job. And then we had some individuals that really shined that weekend. Haley Gillespie, she was 6th high individual in meets. She was 4th overall in livestock judging, and she was 7th overall in sweepstakes. I would also just like to give a shout-out to Haley. Again, these kids work extremely hard at this skill, and we'll get to go on to college. I know Haley is getting her first 2 years of college paid for judging meets up at a community college. So congrats to Haley, and great job on all your hard work. Calla Higby was 2nd overall in livestock judging. Again, an unbelievable hard task to get to that point, so great job, Calla. And Cheyenne Higby was 10th overall in our livestock judging, and Lily Judd was 12th overall in livestock judging. So really great job. We're all very proud of you, and keep up the great work. I want to transition a little bit and just talk a little bit about 4-H camp. It's going to look a little differently for our 4-H'ers and for anybody, really, any youth in the state of Kansas. So Rock Springs 4-H Camp, it's just found outside of Junction City. It really is a phenomenal place. I have so many fond memories growing up at Rock Springs. It's a beautiful property out there, a really great camp. I've never been to any camp better than Rock Springs. So let me try to give you a brief synopsis of how it used to be and how it's going to change. Before, we went as a county, and we went with 4 other counties. We planned this camp and then took this group of 4-H'ers from a select group of counties out to 4-H camp. And the way it's going to change now is that the camp is going to be open to the whole state of Kansas, and our 4-H'ers will have to enroll individually in the dates that they want to take. So this is very new. So we ask for a lot of grace as we start this new model that Rock Springs has designed and envisioned for us. But this also brings a lot of opportunities, too. Of course, you don't have to be a 4-H member to take advantage of this amazing facility out there. And so Rock Springs 4-H Camp, you can Google it, go. Enrollment opens September 1st, which is why I'm highlighting it right now, which I know is a long ways off thinking about your calendar come 2022, your summer 2022 calendar. But spots will fill fast. So if it's something that you want to take advantage of and you need more information from us, please don't hesitate to reach out to the office. It's probably a whole radio spot of its own that I need to go over. But I just wanted to bring it to everybody's attention because that enrollment opens September 1, and that is right around the corner. So anyways, call us if you have need more information on that. Again, go in. It's on our website. Rock Springs has an amazing website. It's on our state Frontier, or it's on our state Kansas 4-H website. So reach out, find that information. Don't hesitate to call the office, and hopefully we'll get you enrolled in 4-H camp this year.
All right. Thank you, Jessica. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell.